Lots of agriculture being seen in Chile by members of Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. One of the more fun stops was at the Lomas del Sur, owned by the Von Baer family. Alejandra Von Baer talked with me after the visit by the class to the ranch. Tell me about how this all came about.
This was first an idea from my parents. They decided to raise llamas 30 years ago. They met an American who told them how beautiful these animals were, how wonderful they are, and they decided just to buy some and breed them. And then they had very beautiful and nice animals, and they started to export breeding stock to the United States, to Europe, different countries. And after some years, the market dropped a lot, and we had to reinvent ourselves here because we had over 300 animals and no market for them. So we decided to build a family farm, a place where families can come and get contact with the animals, not only llamas. We sold many of the llamas, and we bought some sheep and horses and cows and goats and pigs and chickens and everything. So the idea is that the families come here and they get contact with nature, with the animals, they learn about learn to respect them, how to handle them. Also, schools come here. They make like a class here in the farm. And we have a big place where kids can play. And we have a swimming pool and a place to make barbecue and a little restaurant, a cafeteria, and so on.
So with all of that, what did you have to learn to be successful? This is, of course, an agribusiness or agritourism type event. What did you have to learn to be successful?
To be able to reinvent yourself every time it's needed. So, and I also think it's very important not to have a business placed in one thing, but to see all the different things that you can use in your place. If we would have stayed like breeding and selling only animals or just working with the fiber, it doesn't make a business. You have to make tourism, make something with the fiber, have a cafeteria. So diversity, mm-hmm. A little bit of diversity.
As far as the llamas and the alpacas, they're kind of the star of the show, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And there are not many places here in the south where you can see and touch a llama. So that's why also we keep a big group, because it's the name is Llamas del Sur, llamas from the south. It's the unique thing of our farm here.
Mm-hmm. So as you've done this, what sort of reaction have you gotten from tourists? How long has it taken you kind of build a little bit of a brand enough to bring people in?
It's not easy. And as a farm, we are now 6 years, I think, mm-hmm. and we still need more publicity so that more families come here and visit this. But the people that come, they love the place and they have fun and they come back and they go happy when they leave the place. So that means to me that it makes sense that we are making a good work and that we are, but it's still many things to do and many things to improve. So people that know a farm, they always know that there's always something to do and to improve.
Of course, northern Chile and into Peru, Bolivia, that's where a lot of people traditionally think of the llamas and the alpacas.
Yes.
But you've been able to be successful. The animals have adapted well here.
Yes, they do adapt very good to many climates. And originally, they were llamas in this region. The guanacos, which are the wild species that originated the llamas, they lived here in the mountains, so they are adapted to survive here. So that's not a problem. But the biggest population are in the north, and they are adapted to survive in the north, but they, as I said, they have no problems in adapting to many climates. The only climate that they don't survive is the tropic.
Mm-hmm. I guess what, as you had to reinvent yourself the first time. That was all about you're selling animals for a lot of money
yes.
to other folks that wanted to get into the llama or alpaca business.
Yes. There was a time where you could sell llamas for $10,000 or $20,000 without a problem, a beautiful, healthy, good animal. But then it wasn't that anymore. And as I said, the market dropped a lot, which was... normally, because those prices were a little bit silly. Mm-hmm. And our export costs are very high. We have to make a quarantine here, quarantine in the country of destiny, and the animals fly by plane. Mm-hmm. So it's over $1,000 to get an animal there. So it's pretty expensive. So in the market today, makes no sense. And also many countries have made some, for example, United States, they closed the registry and made some other problems. So to avoid more importations to protect their market,
right.
which I can understand.
But now locally, you are able to sell some animals to local
yes.
Chileans.
Yes, but not for very high prices. Mm-hmm. No, like maybe... Oh, $600, $700.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the future for this place?
I think the future is to grow as a touristic place, and we are also working in a program with animal-assisted therapy and animal-assisted activities. So that's the next step.
Very good. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.